Message number 210. I will never desert you children. That is why I am coming. Monday, October 3, 2011 at 12:30. My dearly beloved daughter, I speak with you today of the need to understand what the warning is and to dispel any confusion surrounding it. Many people are frightened and believe that this is the day of judgment. But it is not. This is to be a day of glorious divine mercy which will envelop the entire world. My rays of mercy will be poured out over every single soul, man, woman and child. No one will be excluded. No one. This is my return to save you once again. Didn't you know that I was always going to be merciful? That I would never wait until the final judgment until I tried once more to save you all? This is the purification I have spoken about. In the lead up to this great event, the world has endured a purification for the last couple of years. I allowed mankind to suffer loss and gain humility through the global collapse of financial markets, although I did not cause it. It was masterminded by global groups in places of power, including the corridors of governments all over the world, by their wicked greed. Yet because of this suffering, millions of people will now be ready to hear my word and accept my mercy. They would not have been ready otherwise. There is nothing to fear if you love me and live by the commandments given to the world by Moses on the instructions of my eternal Father. Await my arrival with anticipation of love and joy, and be thankful that you are alive in the world today to receive my great gift of salvation. I will never desert you children. That is why I am coming. It is because I love you so much that I do this. It is because I wanted to prepare you and bring you close to my heart that I have given the world my messages through my beloved daughter. These messages are going to continue beyond the warning to give you as much guidance as possible into my teachings. My word contained in these volumes, which I refer to as the Book of Truth, will create a new Christian army who will defend my name until the new era of peace commences. Be joyful now, my children. Let me comfort you, for this will be the first time you will come before me face to face. It will be for my followers a moment of great love, peace and happiness. Rise now and be strong. For you are privileged, and for this you must offer praise to God the Almighty Father who has allowed this to happen. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.